You know, and he talked about then how you should practice. He said, you know, you're all involved in looking for the Buddha and who's a good monk and who's a bad monk. He said, watching others will never get you enlightened. Maybe if you look at others 10% of the time, what others are doing, and look at yourself 90%, that's about the right measure. We get so fixed on how it's supposed to be and on the outer forms, and we don't look at the heart. And he was very beautiful and impeccable with the keeping of the dignity and the rules of the monastery, but he was never fixed on that. And he talked about it. He said, I had one teacher who made a lot of noises as he ate. You know, he told us to eat mindfully and carefully, and yet he was really sloppy. And here we are all eating carefully, and he's, you know, making noises and being sloppy, and he's the teacher. And I said, I watched him so much, and I suffered. I judged him so much, I suffered. He wasn't suffering. He was just enjoying his meal. I was the one that suffered. He said, some people drive fast, and they, you know, they can do it carefully. Others people drive slowly. They still have a lot of accidents. How can you know what's going on in that person? Your task is to know what's going on in yourself.